you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in on the East Coast Live. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7 here, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com, however you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, whatever. We appreciate the Nazi punching fuck out of it.
Nine!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know, doing our usual what we do.
Boo.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and my God, I just listened to some of the chants. They were these tiki torture motherfuckers were saying.
Might play them at some, no, I probably won't play them. But yeah,
God,
yeah,
I really, I can't believe that. That's nuts. That blood and
that's
soil?
From Friday night. Yeah, that's before even the horrific violence. Thanks for joining us. We're gonna be here, like I said, next couple hours. Tweet us during the show live if you like. One word: crab diving. CRABDIVING on the Twitter. We're also on Instagram, just for snakes. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and smoke weed occasionally and drink beer and you know, there's those that don't.
Occasionally.
And we love everybody.
Occasionally. You watch the news, man. I'm surprised this country has any more weed left. I mean, we've got Nazis up in this bitch. Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine?
We do have Nazis up in this bitch. I'm looking at a really strange screen on my...
No shit.
On my computer here, there's some...
But I can't believe those chants, dude. I mean, that's crazy that people are screaming that shit in public without hoods on.
Correct.
Somebody's got to fuck these guys up in a nice, fair, justice-like way, I guess. Or maybe not. Fuck them! They're Nazis!
We don't advocate for violence here.
No, of fucking course not, but like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you can protect yourself, but I don't advocate going out and I mean, as warm in the cockles as it was to watch Richard Spencer get cold cocked that one time.
That was the best.
I still don't advocate that.
Well, I don't advocate it either, but something has to be done. I mean, you know, you just can't let people... I mean, I guess people are allowed to protest and carry weapons and torches and scream anti-Semitic stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, as long as you're white.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And of course, the assholes on the right are saying it was the left that started it. They were peaceful protesters. It was the left that showed up with bats and with helmets and shit. Meanwhile, there is many examples of different chat rooms, different Facebook events or whatever, where they're saying, show up armed, show up wearing your, to the righties, to the right wing,
right.
Alt-white fuckers.
Right.
I mean, alt-right, excuse me.
Alt-white. Yeah, they're all white. I mean, this idea that the liberals are a bunch of weenies is fucking ridiculous. I mean, if an alt-right fucknut gets in my face and touches me, I'm going to beat the shit out of the guy.
Tiki torches.
I mean, come on.
Tiki fucking torches.
Let's understand who these people are. Did you see those guys in their fucking polo shirts? They're fat.
Well, that was the part of their...
little assholes.
That was part of their uniform they were told to wear, remember? They're told to dress like Chads, whatever that means. The skinhead look is out. They're trying they're trying to assimilate. They're trying to take over and show that they're the master race.
They don't want to look crazy. Is that what they're saying? But they want to sound crazy. And they're obviously, I don't know that they're crazy. They're just hateful assholes.
It's amazing, the assholery involved. And also typically like bullies, utter snowflakes
and
weenie little piss babies when they're called out on their shit. Because now all over the internet, so that's the thing, is people are outing them. They're taking the pictures from the rallies from some of these assholes waving tiki torches in their khakis and tight polo shirts with their sassy haircuts. And they're getting identified and called out. I think one guy got fired. All these pissy babies are whining and crying, "I'm not a racist. I'm really not."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then what is a racist, dickhead? Right. What does it take to be a racist?
I'm not the one guy who's got a Eastern Europeanish name. He's one of the ones that's dead center, right in front of a lot of the pictures.
Yeah.
Holding a tiki torch and just with angry hate face, yelling, screaming something horrible. Blood and soil, they were chanting. Yeah, yeah. Which is a Nazi thing. They were chanting that as they surrounded a church in...
Yeah, I mean...
Fucking Charlottesville. There's no reason for me to...
Well, they don't like that. Those people there, they don't like that they had that rally there, right?
They're not happy at all.
I mean, I wouldn't be either. And I don't...
It's a college town. It's liberals. It's like Madison, Wisconsin in the middle of blood red, cancer-y... the cancer of the red.
I mean, I don't like violence. I'm not advocating violence either. I am honestly not. However, you have No. That I'm making a point. I mean, you can't have people driving their cars into protesters, and you can't have these alt-right, not neo-Nazis, white supremacist fucks getting in people's face continuously. No police presence whatsoever. We have no leadership from our joke of a fucking president, and not expect people to lash back, to lash out at these fuckers. I mean, you can't expect that. That's too much. It's nuts.
What was the name of the fucking event that it was even called? I'm waiting for my magic spreadsheet to open here. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get. We get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Yeah, it just helps us out here at Screaming Libra Media.
I mean, you know, I wonder back in Nazi Germany when Hitler was coming to power and bad shit started happening. I'm sure people back then were like, well, we don't want to get violent. We don't want to.
No, there was the same thing. There were people who didn't want to get violent, and there were people who attacked the Nazis violently. That was the whole false flag thing of the Reichstag fire. The Reichstag was the Nazi headquarters, wasn't it? They burned their own place to make it look like it was violence against them,
right?
So that they could play the victims.
Oh yeah, just like the left's false flag was the car driving into the protesters. Such bullshit.
You may hear some of that today with some of the clips I'm going to play here with some of the assholery that's going on. Let's get to I'm sure the headlines are exactly about that. So let's be fair and balanced
to Nazis
and see how see what the HuffPo is saying. And then let's see how the Drudge Report is condoning Nazism and white supremacy.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline August 14th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over.
Daddy, punk ass little thuggery stuff.
We agree. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
HuffPost.
Eat my dick.
The fake news, which, by the way, a spectacular clip from not that long ago when the president was asked about his statement earlier, which was better. He did mention Nazis,
yes,
and the KKK, but then at the end he put comma and other hate groups. So now the we were wondering how the Nazis would be reacting, and they're saying, well, that they read that as he's just tossing some black appeasement
absolutely
out there,
yes,
just to calm everybody, all the cucks and all the Negroes down,
right?
And that by him saying and other hate groups, they know that means Black Lives Matter and the Jews.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? They might be right. Diving. They might be right.
Crab,
I mean, don't you?
Crab Nation.
Oh yes, crab diving. I mean, don't you think? Don't you think that is one? Do you really think he believes that?
Who?
Trump? I mean, do you really think he gives a fuck about?
Oh, that's
speaking
too
out against Nazis.
No. That's well,
no.
I mean, but he's got Bannon and Miller writing his shit,
right.
And the statement today was his usual poorly read off a teleprompter.
God.
Where you can tell that he loses his place reading, because he'll say, this is a very important point in our nation's history. Like, you
sucks.
Can tell he loses his place.
Oh, God. It just goes to show you how ignorant racists are, because, like, Trump is a fucking racist, bona fide fucking racist. He can barely read words off a fucking screen.
At the HuffPost, sure enough, a picture of Don the Con and the headline, Late on Hate, leads to a story 2 days after white supremacist violence. Trump finally condemns these hate groups, pardon me, more than 48 hours after the deadly violence in Charlottesville, he said today, finally, quote, we condemn in the strongest terms possible this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK. This is where he got a little pained.
Oh, yes.
Including the KKK.
Good God.
Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups.
And others.
That are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
God. I mean, our president can't even come out and passionately speak against fucking Nazis and white supremacists.
He's been tweeting,
think about it.
Been tweeting like crazy. Took a whole maybe less than an hour after the CEO of Merck, the evil,
yes,
pharmaceutical firm, after that gentleman backed out of Trump's, I don't know, some council. Some,
right.
How do we fuck poor people council. And the president of Merck backed out because of the softness on racism. And the gentleman is black.
Right.
We put it out on our Facebook with a disclaimer that this is not by any means saying we support the CEO of Merck. Pharmaceutical corporations,
yeah, yeah,
are by definition evil.
Now everybody's in a weird position.
For-profit. Yeah, for-profit healthcare is by definition evil.
I have to make a work call. I'm so sorry.
And it wasn't an hour, I don't think, after the CEO of Merck said, I'm done with this council, and that Donald Trump managed to have his little fat fingers go a-flying, and he tweeted out, this morning at, heading to Washington this morning, much work to do. Then he said, Now that Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned from President's Manufacturing Council, it was the President's Manufacturing Council, he will have more time to lower ripoff drug prices. Trump pretending to be concerned about a for-profit corporation raising prices to make profit. Look at him pretending to give a shit about the people that he is the president over, when we know that if Ken Frazier hadn't said anything, if he would just sit around, suck his dick like a lot of these other old white people are doing, that he would be fine. He wouldn't be, his company would be wonderful. I love what they're doing at Merck. They're such wonderful people over there. But because A, he's black, and B, he said, I'm done with Trump. He decided he had to lash out at Merck and pretend to have scruples about drug prices being too high.
You know, he so likes that, high prices for drugs.
Ryan's back. That was 8 hours ago, right after. But so instant reaction, basically, to that. Yet it took him this long to actually condemn Nazism, white supremacy, the alt-right, and all those racist fuckwads that were wearing the MAGA hats as they were carrying tiki torches and wearing their skinny jeans and tight polo shirts.
How fucking embarrassing for the human race. You know what I mean? And for America. It's just horrible. These fucking people. Fucking tucked in polo shirts.
He's still being criticized, though, because in this statement that he came out with today, which some on the social media have likened to a hostage video, Trump did not look happy at all to be condemning white nationalists and Nazis. He still came out, and the first thing he did was crow about all of his accomplishments. He couldn't even come out and say, look, this is the statement that I'm making. This was horrible. This is what everybody's talking about. He said, okay, the unemployment has never been lower. I've added a million jobs. The Dow is higher than it's ever been. Ivanka has great tits. And it's all my doing. Oh, and by the way, Nazis are bad.
Nazis are bad.
I mean, that's kind of how it rolled.
We've learned so much from our president. Nazis are evil. He said racism is bad, didn't he, in his initial statement?
Racism is evil. Bad.
Evil.
It's evil.
Oh, thank you, dickhead.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. 2 days later, he finally condemns the hate groups. Kind of, sort of. He did condemn them. We'll give him that. But he also added the addendum at the end of, and other hate groups, you know, like the Negroes and like Mueller, who's a hater.
Mueller's a hater. He's used the term haters in all the haters.
That one, yeah.
God, he used that on.
That was like, didn't he like one time
Christmas.
Before it was like Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, even the haters.
Yeah. God, I think it was New Year's.
That's
or some
our,
bullshit like that.
Current president.
The haters. Who uses the term haters?
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Says Trump back in D.C. amid race storm. And then there's a headline says beneath it in red says showdown Richmond. But it goes to Bloomberg. The same story. Trump denounces white supremacists after backlash.
Backlash.
Based on the events that took place over the weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, I would like to provide the nation with an update on the ongoing federal response to the horrific attack and violence that was witnessed by everyone.
But first, my hotels are great. And have you ever had the Taco Bowl in Trump Tower? It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And Ivanka has a new line of dresses out.
He made, you know, his hotels are making shit tons of money. Didn't you read
with
that?
With lower than D.C. average vacancy or occupied rates.
Yeah, yeah.
And
wow.
It's because he jacked the price up.
Oh, that's right. They're like $600 a night to stay in that fucking hotel.
And you absolutely have third world countries or other world countries who fall for that and say, well, okay, we're going to send our diplomats. We got to have them stay at Trump Tower so that we get an edge with the president. This is what the emoluments clause is about, you fucks.
Oh,
why is
God?
You know, that lawsuit's still going. That lawsuit's still pending. Lawrence Tribe and his group that instantly, the day it was inaugurated, they sued Schittler. They filed a lawsuit against him regarding the emoluments clause. And that's still going forward. I think I saw not that long ago that a judge set, you know, a date in September or some shit like that for some kind of preliminary hearing.
Man, that is fucking crazy. This is worse than everyone thought it would be, the Trump presidency or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Just by everyone. I just met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Department of Justice.
Doesn't it really sound like someone has a gun to his head?
Oh, totally, dude. It sounds like a hostage video.
Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car attack that killed one innocent American and wounded 20 others. To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered. As I said on Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence.
And the white supremacists, too.
Jesus.
That was a joke.
Possible terms. This egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence, it has no place in America. And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Oh, there it is.
My God. What does that have to do with anything? What the fuck does God have to do with anything? You got a bunch of Nazis marching through Charlottesville with fucking tiki torches, right, screaming flesh and blood or soil or whatever.
I agree that God made us all. He just made us better.
The same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence. We must rediscover the bonds of love and loyalty that bring us together as Americans. Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs.
God, what the fuck?
Criminals and thugs. Those are code words also that the righties are picking, the racist righties are picking up on.
Right.
By him saying criminals and thugs, that means, oh, he's letting us know he means the black people.
Absolutely.
Too. He's winking to us.
I mean, when you have
look,
a bunch of...
I'm tossing a bone to the Negroes here. Just pretend for me.
Bone.
In its name are criminals and...
Rib bone. A barbecued rib bone.
Oh, God.
Thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America.
No, man, my
that's,
God.
That's all I can handle.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, so there's Trump pretending to give a shit, but they're managing over in Naziville to somehow they're picking up on the dog whistles. There's, in fact, over at Think Progress, there's a story, the hidden dog whistles.
Right.
In
what
Trump's belated condemnation.
Are they talking about his initial reaction?
No,
or the,
this one.
The
one
today.
We just played. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It says it took him 2 days for Trump, who often criticized former President Barack Obama for not saying radical Islamic terrorism. It took him 2 days to explicitly condemn white supremacist neo-Nazis and the KKK.
When, like, I mean, that's pretty obvious that it was white supremacist neo-Nazis in that crowd. I mean, they were doing the Heil Hitler thing, all the fucking chants and shit.
Many white supremacists, this is Think Progress, many white supremacists cheered Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville.
Yes.
While the president faced criticism from both ends of the political spectrum for not mentioning white supremacist groups when he first addressed the violence.
Okay.
Saying there were violent actors on many sides.
God, that's the stupidest fucking thing ever.
On many sides. And actually over at Stormfront, if it's still up, we'll get to that in a minute. But Stormfront, which we've talked about, I think we've read from, which is the place to go for Nazism on the internet.
Oh, shit.
For American white Nazism.
Oh, of course.
Well, American Nazism. You don't need the whites redundant.
Right, right.
I don't think there's a lot of black Nazis running around.
I didn't see any black faces or brown, any kind of, just white people in those polos.
Not a lot of vaginas either.
No vaginas.
It was almost exclusively angry white guys.
Was that by design? I mean, is there, were there only allowed to be dudes marching, or were there white women in that group?
Well, a lot of these are the are these men's rights advocates too.
Oh, like, I see.
A lot of the pictures out on the internet say this is what sexual frustration looks like. it's the angry white guys carrying tiki torches. Another one said, "This is here's a group of men who've never given a woman an orgasm ever."
It's true. God.
The 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed when a car drove into a group of peaceful counter-protesters. On the right, they're saying it was the left's fault that they instigated the violence. They also said that this poor white guy was being surrounded. His car was being surrounded and struck. Look, they've got pictures of people hitting the car with like a baseball bat or something.
Yes.
After it was backing away from running people over.
They were trying to stop the car.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But no, look, there's a black guy hitting the car. There is proof that he was trying to get away and save himself from the evil brown crowd of lefties.
That's why libs can't be nice to these right-wing nut job dickheads anymore, because you call them out on their bullshit and you call them murderous, and then they come after you. They come after you for whatever. I was just saying on Facebook, I went after a couple of people I went to high school with. They're saying some stupid shit, trying to make sense of it all. It's like, we all just have to come together and be peaceful and whatever. And then some dickhead posts something from Breitbart. And I said, hey, I just read through your post and it's total shit. And the guy goes, oh, what a great rebuttal. And I said, I thought it was appropriate considering the drivel you just posted. You post something from Breitbart.
Yeah, and you expect intellectual discourse over it.
Yeah, and that's the Breitbart is a platform for white nationalists.
Yep.
For racism, let's be honest. That's what it is. That's the KKK.
Per Steve Bannon's quote.
Right.
He said it's a place for the alt-right.
Did he say that this weekend, or was that in the past?
A while ago, yeah. But
what a dickhead.
Trump has also hired a number of men with white nationalist ties to work in the administration. We have of course, Steve Bannon,
right,
who ran Breitbart, which has a tab that says black crime.
Oh, my. No, it's still currently. Currently.
It did.
Holy fucking. I didn't know that. My God, that's not even veiled shit right there. That's just racist. Black crime. Oh, my God. You know what blows my mind? He's fucking that one fucking guy in.
They don't have a tab anymore, but they did.
Oh, okay.
They had a black crime section.
You know, these people that get outed from this protest, some of them losing their jobs and everything. But Steve Bannon still has a job. That Gorka dickface has a job.
Well, that's
Stephen Miller.
The list I was just reading.
They haven't been fired.
Steve Bannon. I lost my place. Miller, there it is, Stephen Miller, and of course, National Security Advisor, who is reportedly a sworn member of a Nazi allied group in Hungary, Sebastian Gorka, who I saw another tweet today. It was that Sebastian Gorka is a bad dinner theater Bond villain.
That's great. What is he to the president?
National Security Advisor, but nobody really knows what he does.
I thought McMaster was that.
Well, he's a, and he's the National Security Advisor.
Oh, I didn't
it's
realize
a cabinet
it. Oh, okay.
position, but the other one is a
yeah.
National Security Advisor. Oh, or actually, the it's not an official cabinet position.
Oh, okay.
Because he can appoint that without congressional approval, like Mike Flynn.
Right. I wonder how Bannon or Stephen Miller or Gorka would have done in a confirmation hearing.
Gorka would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to you pajama boys. The storm front, which,
yes.
Again, we'll get to, I'm just looking at the headlines over at Breitbart. Good God. Let's do this story about the stormer, and I'll read from Breitbart. Let's see how they cover it. GoDaddy, you'll know, is the, if you run a website at all or whatever, is one of the biggies, if not the biggest, web provider, website host, and domain name provider. If you want to buy, you know, gofuckyourself.com, you would type that in over at GoDaddy, see if it's available. I'm assuming it ain't.
That ain't available. Not in this country.
But finally, and what the response of many is, well, what the fuck took so long? People started complaining to GoDaddy about the Daily Stormer because the Daily Stormer posted a story about the woman that was killed, Heather Heyer.
Yes.
And they tweeted out and everything with a picture of her. It said, Heather Heyer, woman killed in road rage incident.
Oh, my God.
Road rage incident was a fat, childless, 32-year-old slut.
Road rage.
Andrew Englund, the Daily Stormer. He's the founder and poobah over at the Daily Stormer.
What a garbage person.
So people finally were tweeting GoDaddy like crazy. Amy Siskind, she is a co-founder of the New Agenda, advocate for women's and LGBTQ rights. She tweeted, at GoDaddy, you host the Daily Stormer. They posted this on their site. Please retweet if you think this hate should be taken down and banned. And then GoDaddy responded, we informed the Daily Stormer they have 24 hours to move the domain to another provider as they have violated our terms of service, which...
Bam, baby!
...is great. But again, right. How long has fucking Daily Stormer been up posting horrific, horrible shit?
I mean, to be
fair...
And
they just now are like, oh, well, okay...
I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have thought, when does content on a website violate the terms and services of like a GoDaddy? Or,
right.
I mean, because there's all kinds of fucking crazy ass websites out there. I mean, that's awesome.
GoDaddy spokesman said to the New York Daily News here, given this latest article comes on the immediate heels of a violent attack, we believe this type of article could incite additional violence, which violates our terms of service.
God, that's awesome. Can we go through all these shit Nazi websites and do this with all their providers?
If it's inciting violence, I guess, maybe.
I mean, now where is the Daily Stormer going to host
their site? The
Daily
Stormer domain is now reportedly being hosted by Google.
What?
Which showed the domain transferred on Monday.
Yes.
The website isn't responding to this journalist here, but it says that they did publish an alleged troll post. So this is the other thing. Before you go over to the Daily Stormer and there was a post.
Yes.
That that said, Tango down. This website has been brought down by Anonymous. for blah, 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 blah. And then at the end it says, but interestingly enough, they didn't take the website down. It was a posting.
Right.
So you go to the homepage and you see this post, but then you could also go down, scroll down, and read the article about the fat slut that got killed.
God.
Their words.
Right, right.
They said, which is unlike Anonymous. Anonymous right. would bring the whole fucking domain down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially the worst of the hate posts.
Yeah.
And then at the end it said, Anonymous is doing this to help protect the Jewish people or something like that. So it's totally a false flag
on
the Daily Stormer to incite their Nazi fuckwad followers to think it's some Jew conspiracy.
See, that's the that is the advantage of having a bunch of followers that are stupid idiots and don't think like that. Why would they ever believe?
Oh.
Why would they think that? What's up?
We have a new update here at the New York Daily News. Now they're reporting that Google dropped the Daily Stormer as well.
Oh, shit. Fuck you guys.
We are canceling Daily Stormer's registration with Google domains for violating our terms of service. Maybe that's why. Let me see if they're still going.
I wonder if these little hate websites, if they aren't allowed to be hosted on any of these services, why don't they just make their own? You know what I mean? Like, how does... I guess I just don't understand how the internet works. I mean, why don't they just start their own GoDaddy? Like racist white guy GoDaddy or something like that.
It's still alive somewhere because I was able to just get to the website. So it is still...
God.
The Daily Stormer is still available for all you racist fucks.
Inciting violence, man. See, that is the fucking difference. People are like, hey, why does the left get so mad at the right when they post shitty crap online? Because you guys are violent and hateful and evil. And it's always something racist. You're supposed to be mean to racist people, right? We're supposed to be mean to Nazis.
The Daily Stormer is being sued by Jewish terrorists. In order to survive, we need shekels. Send bitcoins or cash, check or money order to our post office box. This site will be shut down if we don't win this.
Oh, my God. If you're one of these idiot little Nazi fucks sending a money order or your bitcoin to these fuck nuts, oh, my God.
It's the...
check yourself into some facility.
The Southern Poverty Law Center...
Yes.
...has filed a lawsuit against the Daily Stormer...
Are they on Twitter, the Daily Stormer, and social media? They're probably not allowed.
Yeah.
Are they really?
I think so, sure. In some capacity.
God damn it, Facebook, Zuckerberg, kick them off. They're a hate group. Fuck this shit. They shouldn't be allowed. Let's get like Germany, man. They don't put up with any of this bullshit.
So, there you go. I'm kind of surprised here at Breitbart that there's no spin. In the
Maybe
article about the Daily Stormer. Shall we travel down to the comments?
Oh, yes. Or maybe not.
And
yes.
I'm sure it's just a bunch of support and anti-racist sentiments down there,
sure.
Right, Ryan?
I'm sure there's nothing deplorable.
Where is their comment section?
God, Hillary, you were way off. A basket of deplorables. And we need a bigger container. There's a whole shit ton of these motherfuckers. A truckload.
You know what? I think they disabled comments on this post. I think... Oh, no, here they are. I was going to say maybe they're smart. And sure enough, the top most upvoted, quote, best, if you sort by the best...
Yes.
Comment says, and yet I assume they've done nothing to Islamic terrorist sites at all. Which is utterly not true. They... any domain, if you report one of those Islamic sites that pops up.
Yes.
The ISIS recruitment sites, they will instantly bring them down.
But
that's
just
not true.
Yeah, yeah. But by the Stormer saying that, well, aren't they sort of like comparing themselves to like ISIS or something like that by saying, have you gone after any Islamic terrorists? And are you calling yourself a terrorist? You're comparing yourself to them.
Well, I think they're probably... trying to distance themselves a little bit from the actual Nazis, but yeah. They want to make sure that we all know that the United States of cuckiness is still is still pro-Islam.
The United States of cuckiness, God. Let me get this straight. So Trump said he hates racism and, you know, said it's evil and all this stuff. But then Hillary Clinton decried all these deplorables and she was evil. But Trump's not
evil.
White. Oh, okay.
You can't criticize white people in America, right?
But Hillary was criticizing white people and Trump's criticizing white people.
With a gun to his head.
Oh, yeah. He didn't look happy. He didn't seem happy, you know?
He looks like they said, a hostage video.
God, what a shithead.
So there you go. That's and then I bet BLM is still up and running.
Oh, yes.
Is there a Black Lives Matter website? I didn't even know there was.
I have no idea. Is there? There's got to be a BLM.com or BlackLivesMatter.com.
Oh, listen to this. If you want to learn who rules over you, learn who are you are not allowed to criticize.
Oh, jeez.
They're talking about J-E-W-S.
Well, define criticize. You guys are saying you want to do violent things to Jewish people and people of color and you're fucking homophobic and shit. That's not like criticizing someone. That's threatening a person.
Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization.
Do you see Black Lives Matter running people over with a fucking car, dick face?
And, I mean, Flying Spaghetti Monster, bless these liberals who are trying to inject sanity into the comments over at Breitbart. But this person says, how is it? What is the number of murders per organization? And this other guy says, there are several murdered police officers to their credit. And somebody says, oh, really? Links, please?
Yeah.
Citations?
Citations, dickface. And don't reason with these people. If you're going to engage them online, fucking make fun of them. Use your superior intellect to bitch slap them around. That's what I like doing.
This person says, those are unsubstantiated claims. Those high-profile murders were not tied to BLM in any way, but that keeps getting said. The Dallas incident was from hard-right nationalist, but because he was black, you guys all think he was BLM. Read up. And then the responses are, liar! You're a liar! Fake news!
God.
Which is, and that's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, that is so fucking stupid.
Fake news.
Who is what? What does that mean? They're obviously BLM or Black Lives Matter. What does that mean? Does that mean like they're saying, because Black Lives Matter isn't an organization? It's a hashtag.
I think there might actually be some organization to it now, but it wasn't.
I want to join. Fuck it.
It wasn't before.
Black Lives Matter. I understand that. Shit.
So there, yeah, if you want some fun, head over to the Breitbart and start reading the, GoDaddy should also cut off domain service for these fascist sites, ABC News, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSDNC.
Nah, that's hilarious.
They call it DNC. Look hilarious. At the joke there. Virginia Governor's Office.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because Terry McAuliffe said what our president should have said.
Yep.
White nationalists, Nazis, racists, get out of our country.
They should have said,
get
we're coming for you.
Get out of our country.
Well, I mean, you know, they're hate organizations. I mean, our government. I mean, why are people allowed to march carrying weapons?
Well, right. That's one thing.
Why can't we pass
some legislation? I don't want Antifa walking around with baseball bats.
Absolutely.
Or armed either.
I mean, I really do think, I mean, why aren't white nationalists gone after? Because they are a terrorist organization. I mean, if you're going to organize a rally and then drive a car into people, I don't know why it's unreasonable to think why our government can't go after those motherfuckers. I don't understand that. I don't understand why I don't think that's a violent statement. I think that's a reasonable thing to expect out of a country. I mean, for the good of the country, go after these fucking Nazis, for God's sakes.
And what a horrible job by the police in Charlottesville, who should have learned from some of these other, you know, there have been a couple of these rallies previously.
Yes.
That we were worried about. I remember there was one not that long ago. I don't even remember where the fuck it was, but we were all anticipating, oh my God, shit's going to hit the fan. And nothing happened because the police policed it well,
right?
And let the protesters protest, let the counter protesters counter protest, but they kept a blue line in between the two,
right?
So that the violence was prevented. The you could see in videos where at the rally on Saturday, people are beating the shit out of each other, and you the pan away, and there's cops standing 30 feet away watching.
What the fuck,
they
man?
They were told to stand down.
Are people investigating why the cops let this shit happen?
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions and the,
that would be our Justice
and
Department,
the Justice Department,
it?
Ryan, are looking into everything. I'm sure they're uncovering, looking under every racist rock. Jeff Sessions is probably like, I know him. He's one of my friends.
You know what that message that sends to the American people? Guess what, liberals? You're allowed to have white nationalists, neo-Nazi fucknuts are allowed to beat the shit out of you, are allowed to run over you with a fucking car, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And the police are in on it.
And God forbid, they are.
That's the signal it sends, is that the police are in on it. And I don't know, Charlottesville, Virginia police. I'm wondering how many of them had cousins and relatives that were marching with tiki torches.
You know, the sad fucking thing is we just
or
have
off duty.
Right.
Marching with tiki torches.
What do? We just sit around and wait for the GOP to get off their dick and impeach Trump. And hopefully maybe we get a new Justice Department or something. And in the meantime, the liberals can just sit here and say, hey, we'll just nonviolently protest and let these neo-Nazis run roughshod over our fucking country. Is that our only fucking option? God, I guess it is. I don't know.
And I'm trying to find the tweet us during the show, by the way.
Oh yes,
thanks
tweet
for those
us.
That are tweeting. I wanted to play the clip of David Duke.
No, what a piece of garbage.
Who, if you have any doubt about what the racists and the nationalists. Now, this is on Saturday.
Yes.
Before the horrific killing. But this is David Duke being asked about what he thought about what was going on. Of course, he was there.
President Trump just weighed in on damn all that hate stand.
All right. I don't, it was a lie.
Yes.
an utter lie. The video I was just going to play.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody on Twitter? How's it going? Hey, let's get a little thing.
Leon! Leon, get over here. One question, sir.
So we got live Periscope.
David Duke, and people are walking up to him and they're doing selfies and they're periscoping. Did you hear that one guy? Hey, what's up, everybody on Twitter? Look who I've got here. And he's like hugging David Duke.
Oh, my God.
Check out everybody on Twitter.
Oh, God. What a nightmare. What a fucking nightmare.
Leon, get over here. One question, sir. One question.
So we got live Periscope, too.
Live Periscope.
Hey, Hunter.
Good. The Antifossers attacked great. Our people.
Of course they
did. Because sir, what does today represent to you?
What does today represent to you, to David Duke, former Grand Brazier of the
Grand Kegel.
KKK?
Camera's right here. What does today represent to you?
Rally. How you doing? This represents a turning point for the people of this country. We are determined to take our country back.
We are determined to take our country back.
Oh my God!
So
from what?
Well, that's the question.
From what?
From who, Dave?
It doesn't make any sense.
Who are you talking? Take our country back from?
Yes.
We're determined to take our country back. We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back, and that's what we got to do.
That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he would take the country back.
Oh, my God. And we all know when he said make America great again, we all understood what that meant. Make America white again. Wash Barack Obama's black fingerprints off our fucking country. That's what David Duke means, right?
Oh, well, yeah. And get rid of all the brown people, all the immigrants. One of the best signs from Saturday was your grandchildren will be brown.
Nah.
Or will be mixed race, I think it might have said. Your grandchildren will be mixed race.
Oh, God. It's
that
just,
must have driven them crazy.
Yeah, it's just criminal, man. These people are allowed to fucking... I mean, there's no war on white people. This war on white people, people like David Duke are talking about, doesn't exist. There's a white guy in the White House. There's the GOP. They have the Senate and the Congress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where is the white oppression? I don't understand.
Let me see. So David Duke now, I guess, is reacting to the...
What does today represent to you?
It's the same video. David Duke is reacting to Trump today, apparently, with the story that came out. He is not happy, apparently.
Yes.
By what the... I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull up the story at the same time here.
That's amazing. You can multitask. You must have two brains in your skull.
It says, this is over at the HuffPo, ex-KKK leader David Duke has a meltdown.
Oh, shit.
After Trump condemns white supremacists. Former KKK leader, minutes after Trump's speech today.
Yes.
Tweeted.
Right.
Because that's the way we all communicate now.
God, a piece of shit president on Twitter.
David Duke got into a little twit storm. He ain't happy.
Oh, shit.
45,000 followers.
Oh, my God.
On Twitter.
How depressing, dude.
The left continues to destroy lives and radicalize young men. Don't be surprised when the left reaps what it sows.
What the fuck does that mean? Jeez.
White nationalist fired as Twitter names and shames rally protesters is what he shared. A story from the Daily Mail, which is about one of the guys in the crowd that they found. That
right.
They found out who he was, and the place that he worked, which was a restaurant, Top Dog Restaurant, fired him.
Yeah. Eat a dick, dumbass.
And of course, they're squealing, you know, First Amendment. What about his First Amendment?
What about it? He exercised it. Not free of consequences, right? They don't understand that. They don't get that. They think that's being oppressed.
And it also has to do with the government. You can't walk into my house and claim that you're exerting your First Amendment right by being here.
It's my fucking house.
I have a right to assembly.
Not in my house.
Well, right. And they don't understand that if you work for a corporation, there can be rules for that corporation. And one of those rules could be they might summarily fire you for no reason. You guys are the ones that want to get rid of union protections and shit.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones that like no-fault firing states.
Right.
But if one of your little fuckwads gets fired...
Yes.
Oh, it's First Amendment. How dare they?
And they sit there and they talk about how Jewish people are the scourge of the world. Black people are ruining this country. They say all kinds of heinous fucking bullshit. I come out and say, hey, the Klan's a bunch of fucking evil, violent Nazi fucknuts. And they're like, oh, how dare you marginalize us? That's all you do. And you're breaching exclusivity. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't. You're just dealing with morons. They're the fucking snowflakes for sure, right?
David Duke is losing his mind today.
Good.
Holy shit. I'm scrolling down just through today's tweets. He's losing his little mind. These racists are being, it's like lifting up a rock and you see all that scurrying underneath it.
Why the fuck is he losing his mind? He should be happy. His fucking racist fucking candidate is president. He should be elated.
Got somebody called Laura Loomer.
Loomer.
Is a journalist.
Yes.
On the Rebel TV, whatever that is.
Oh my God.
Former Project Veritas operative, proud Jew, she says in her Facebook or in her Twitter handle. She said 17 years ago, Donald Trump condemned David Duke, calling him a racist, a bigot, and a problem. Duke is not welcome in the Republican Party. And Duke responded to her, I have always been motivated by the greatest love for my people and a belief that discrimination against any group was wrong. You are, the next tweet, you are an ignorant young girl in over your head playing games in a deadly serious battle for the direction of this country.
Oh, my God.
The Republican Party, he's still going off on this one tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
The Republican Party has become the party of globalism and infinity immigration while exporting our jobs to China and betraying white America.
Wow, dude.
The fact that you don't understand this is either a ruse to push a civic nationalist agenda good for your tribe or an out-and-out lie.
Right.
What people like you want everyone to believe is that whites cannot collectively work for their own interests without being racist.
God.
The policy of replacement migration will leave white Americans a minority in their own country, outvoted and outnumbered.
I mean,
you would criticize us for standing up for our own rights while ignoring the Israeli ethnostate that your tribe keeps with our tax dollars.
How fucking confusing is that?
He's embracing the full anti-Semitism.
Israeli ethnostate. See, I thought guys like that were for Israel. They were for Jews
not David, but not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, that's stupid. That's the dumbest shit ever. And I'm being hateful by saying David Duke is a piece of dog shit that's a moron. Oh, my God. What an idiot.
Anyone listening to my radio shows or reading my books and articles would know I stand against discrimination and hatred. You just two tweets ago, you fucking ass fuck, said your tribe, Israeli ethnostate.
And like, you're not even talking about your rights, fuckface. You're talking about exclusivity, preventing other people from having their fucking rights. Their rights have nothing to do with your rights, dickhead. Why is that so hard for these racists to understand? Because they're racist.
We were ambushed, he says.
ambushed
when
by...
He's pissed at Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
The media establishment narrative about Charlottesville relies on taking video and photos out of context. We were ambushed.
God, that is so fucking stupid. Ambushed.
Jeff Sessions should be ashamed of himself, he says in the next tweet. Going along with fake news, that's when Jeff Sessions said racism, Nazism, etc. shouldn't be tolerated. When Jeff Sessions said what the president should have said.
Right.
Took Jeff Sessions a couple days, though, too. The most important rights we have as American are the rights to freedom and of speech and assembly. We are being denied those rights. No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're not being denied, Jack. Fucking shit. You gotta.
Who invented the free speech zones?
Oh, gee. I think that was George fucking Bush.
Yeah.
Right?
Wasn't that George Bush who didn't want to see signs about
the war?
Hundreds of thousands of people he helped murder.
Right.
In Iraq.
God.
For no reason other than so him and his boys could make some cash.
You know, it just goes to show you how shitty these fucking neo-Nazi cunts are, because they should be happy with what they have. They got the White House. You know what I mean? They have Nazis in the fucking White House. Can't you be thankful for that, you dick faces?
We have a right to protest the purposeful demographic replacement of our people.
What?
We have a right to demand equal treatment. What is purposeful about it? See, they say that it's the lefty commie Jews.
Yes.
Who are intentionally importing all these brown people.
Fuck you.
To inseminate the pristine white women.
Oh, my God.
And that all these supreme master race examples like David Duke and all the fat fucks pouring themselves into skinny jeans that were marching.
Are they doing that? Were there people marching in skinny jeans?
Did you see some of those sassy boys that were marching with tiki torches?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where if they were, some of them were wearing like skinny pants.
God, what the fuck, man? Listen, it's hot out. It's summer.
Hipsters.
And you're carrying torches. Jeez. Oh, what a bunch of douchebags.
We have a right to, this is a David Duke butthurt storm. We have a right to demand an end to anti-white hatred in the media.
What?
When we, I guess we're kind of media, when people like us call out racism.
Yes.
That's anti-white hatred.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I'm full of that. I got anti-white hatred oozing out of my fucking ear holes.
Remember,
what do you
it's
think
racist.
About that?
It's racist to call us racist.
No, fine. Then I'm being racist. I'm going to call you out, motherfuckers. I don't give a shit. And what? My fucking high school friends on Facebook. Fuck them all.
What good is it to bring back jobs to America when they just go to millions of immigrants flooding the country willing to work for cheap?
Fake news, dick face. Fake motherfucking news.
That is fake. So stupid. We have a right to protest foreign wars in the interests of Israel, using our blood and our money for their agenda in the Middle East. Okay, I concur on that one.
Right.
But it's not anti-Semitic hatred. It's anti the current government of Israel hatred. Right.
Yeah, it's not a hatred of the
Jewish
people.
It has nothing to
people.
Do with religion. I hate what that country is doing to the Palestinians, and then they're not handling it right.
Well, but if you're
an idiot, terrorism, yes, it's bad,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. But
if you're an idiot racist, you
Israel,
can't,
yeah.
you can't make that distinction because you're fucking stupid or something.
We have
like
spent
that.
Trillions on these wars for Israeli interests instead of rebuilding our infrastructure and securing our border.
Our infrastructure? My God, fuck off. You guys are detrimental to our fucking infrastructure. What do you think a president like Hitler does for our fucking infrastructure and for our borders? It makes everything worse.
The alt-right is a group of young white people who realize their future has been stolen, their culture subverted, and their rights trampled on.
Listen.
Fuck you.
These little kids, these idiots, kids, they're not kids, these adults that are marching with these fucking tiki torches, if they want to say they're Nazis and they want to act like fucking Nazis, then they're going to be treated like fucking Nazis.
The globalist GOP establishment have gone along with our replacement and deindustrialization for decades to satisfy their donors, and donors is in echo brackets.
What does that mean? Is that Jewish?
It started, I read about that.
We've been over this, right?
It was it's been diffused now as many people who hate anti-Semitism and a lot of Jews themselves have changed their names to include the brackets now, saying basically we're on to your bullshit.
Right.
It used to be, I read about how it started. It was on a podcast.
Yes.
Daily Stormer maybe, or one, a Nazi podcast.
Right.
And they actually put echoes on Jewish names when they would say them.
Oh, wow. Like a echo voice?
Yeah, so that it would sound like, it would echo like it's sinister and everything. So whenever they would say a certain name of someone who was Jewish, they would hit the echo button.
Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein.
How? Yeah. And you guys are fucking
so
morons.
Then that became three sets of parentheses around a word. That was their code word. Like they would say Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, parentheses, meaning that Jew Bernie Sanders.
Right. That's so fucking lame. They're lame. You guys are lame dick fucking heads. Really, honestly.
Jeff Sessions, are we now going to investigate and charge Trump supporters who were attacked at Trump rallies by BLM, Antifa, and fought back?
With citations, dickface. Oh, yeah. Where's the evidence?
It's clear by videos at Charlottesville that the alt-right supporters came with shields and the BLM Antifa came with bats, urine, feces, and bricks.
Where's the pictures of that?
Well, that might have happened.
Where's the evidence?
But they came with bats, feces, bricks also.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
There were water bottles filled with concrete being thrown back and forth and
holy
shit like that.
Shit.
Yeah, there was some horrible stuff going on.
Right.
I don't condone Antifa lobbying. If they were lobbing water bottles filled with concrete at the races, I don't condone that either. They should be arrested also.
Absolutely. But you know, I mean, of course they should, but God damn it. Look at what the police are doing. I mean, they're not protecting either side, you know, they're not doing their fucking job. when you know a bunch of Nazis are going to be marching, you should have a bunch of cops out there to protect the other people from these violent fucking insightful, not insightful.
Inciting.
Inciting Nazis.
Gabriel Sherman, a writer for Vanity Fair, tweeted, and for NBC tweeted, when I asked a senior White House official why Trump didn't condemn the Charlottesville Nazis, he said, quote, what about the leftist mob? Just as violent, if not more so. White House official.
Oh my God. Shit, man. We should just, everybody needs to come to, God, you know, you couldn't come to a consensus in the election, even among liberals, that Trump is a diehard fucking hardcore racist. We just couldn't bring ourselves to that conclusion. But I think we need to start doing that. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that should be a normal thing people say. You know, like how the HuffPo, they put a footnote.
A disclaimer, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, our president's a fucking racist. We should start saying that. Because it's true.
Then David Duke retweeted someone who said the ACLU confirms that police were given a stand down order. This invited the violence the city used to shut down a court permitted protest. So this is a right wing nut job saying that the police are in on it.
Yes.
And the government did it by telling the police to stay out of it.
Right.
And that would then give, they knew that there would be violence and then they could shut the thing down. That's the tinfoil hat version of it.
Oh my God.
The ACLU was wondering, says clash between protesters and counter protesters. Police say will not intervene until given command to do so. But so like, at some point they were told to stay out of it. So that's what needs to be investigated.
Yeah.
And that's, allegedly, what the Justice Department is looking into on. But they are looking into all sides, right?
I mean, they're maybe that, sure they maybe that woman them. Wouldn't be dead had the police done their fucking job. You know?
Right.
They should have done their fucking job. That is fucking horrible. Because you know, what are you going to do? Expect the Nazis to fucking behave? Is that what they thought? That's like wanting something to happen. They wanted violence. Did the police want violence?
Since we've been reading these tweets, he tweeted three more times.
Holy shit.
But there was one, the real red elephant is some right-wing nut job. The truth mainstream media ignores on the Twitter. They said Trump cucked out of time today. Refused to name Antifa, BLM, or Virginia State Police. See, they're pissed at the police. The right-wingers are mad at the police for staying out of it. They're saying that the police intentionally allowed it to happen so they could shut down the poor white snowflakes.
Well, it is odd. I mean, why all of a sudden do you change your game plan? You know? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
David Duke then retweeted Ann Coulter.
Ugh, bleh.
Media so powerful that neither Dem nor GOP will condemn left-wing violence from Antifa, who are immune from arrest or criticism. That's not true.
It's just not true. But I don't know that it was about left-wing violence in Charlottesville. I think it was about right-wing Nazi fucking violence. I mean, they had the torches and the...
It appears the First Amendment doesn't apply to white Americans. Just like racial discrimination laws don't protect white Americans, David Duke tweeted 5 hours ago.
Oh, God.
Then the alt-right was up against protesters that were seemingly invisible to the media and Trump administration.
No.
In Charlottesville. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
A little anti-Trumpism drizzling in there.
I mean, if Trump loses the crazy right-wing nut job KKK racist white dickhead vote or support, then what? Then what?
The left continues to destroy. So he's pissed about that one guy getting fired.
Yes.
Cole White was identified as one of the alt-right protesters at the violent Unite the Right march. His employers on Top Dog, a Top Dog restaurant, found out and fired him. Berkeley, California.
Yeah, I mean, David.
So this guy traveled from Berkeley, California to Virginia to march in the angry, insecure little white boy rally.
How did we not know that that rally was happening? I mean,
we knew it was happening.
We knew it was happening. I don't remember there being a big thing about it. I mean,
but I didn't talk about it that much because we've had a few that where the police handled it better.
Or handled it.
The police got in between them and made sure there were no, there was nothing going on. What, I want to know what's going on here too with the police. I agree with David Duke on that aspect.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe that they allowed it to happen so that they could shut down the Nazis.
Yeah, but like, it's, so what did the cops do? They just showed up and they didn't do anything.
But David Duke says, so this is ominous. The left continues to destroy lives and radicalize young men. Don't be surprised when the left reaps what it sows.
That is ominous.
So that's a threat by outing this white nationalist and getting him fired.
Yes.
He's saying the left is destroying lives and radicalizing young men. Don't be surprised what happens.
You know, David, you know, it's funny. If I had a sandwich shop in Berkeley, California, I might have a hard time doing business if a guy working at it, his face is plastered all over the fucking Klan's movement.
Who's doing the radicalizing of angry young white men?
Oh, yeah. You are, dickhead.
This guy was already radicalized, you white fuck, you hooded cunt. He's already radicalized. That's why he's being called out.
Yeah, and he traveled.
Yeah.
This is his the guy probably used some of his vacation time at his job to go march with a bunch of dickheads in polos carrying tiki torches. That is so fucking bizarre. By the way, if these guys traveled from all corners of the fucking country for this thing, were there a bunch of people sitting on airplanes with folks carrying on tiki torches?
Well, they probably bought them there. I don't know if you can check a tiki torch.
I don't know what the... Well, you can't now. That's probably sure. You know what? I have thought about buying tiki torches for the backyard. Now, I don't want to buy them. I don't want to be seen with one.
The company...
Fuck.
The poor tiki company had disavow. You make some fucking wicker candles for the yard.
Right, it's for a party.
And all of a sudden, you find yourself... having to say, we don't support Nazism or white nationalism.
These right-wing nut job ninnies couldn't make proper torches. Can you imagine? They had to go to Home Depot and get fucking tiki torches.
Lazy
what
fucks.
A bunch of fucking losers. And now the tiki torch is a symbol of white fucking supremacy. God, I would be so livid if I made tiki torches.
Shortly, not too long ago, in quote, anti-Semitic racist Periscope video rant.
Yes.
David Duke spoke directly to Trump.
Oh, geez.
Claiming that white nationalists actually abhor violence.
That's funny. Is David Duke doing a fucking stand-up right now? Because that's the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard.
He said it's just ridiculous that the president felt he had to make the statement today. Quote, President Trump, please, for God's sake, don't feel like you need to say these things. It's not going to do you any good.
Well, David's right there. I don't know what good it does. I mean, it is... I mean, I want my president to come out and denounce white nationalism and KKK bullshit, but...
Duke defended James Alex Field, the 20-year-old white nationalist motorist accused of ramming his car into a crowd of counter-protesters.
What? The guy's a fucking murderer!
When you're under attack, you panic, and you do things that are stupid, and you do things that are wrong.
Oh, okay.
Once again, be absolved of all responsibility, these white entitled... cunt waddles.
They think they're being attacked. A guy driving a car into a crowd of people does so in self-defense.
He was afraid, Ryan, with all the angry brown people around him.
Why don't you ask the guy?
There might have been a homo there too,
right?
That was looking at his butt.
Oh yeah, was Darren Wilson, that fucking Darren Wilson cunt, the guy that shot Michael Brown to death? Were these left-wing protesters, were they morphing into demons?
Oh, yeah.
So they had to run them fucking down? What a fuck... What?
There you go. There's David Duke is losing his mind. Please, Mr. President, don't say that. It's not going to do you any good.
You know, it's so disturbing looking at those pictures from Charlottesville, because my whole thing was when you see pictures from these horrendous Trump rallies where, you know, Trump is denouncing the media, lock her up, build the wall, Mexicans are rapists, and all that other bullshit. At least for the most part, those people look like old assholes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all these people look young, and it's disheartening. And we got to let, like, those fuckers carrying those tiki torches, we got to wait a long time for those dickheads to die. A long fucking time. Please, eat moon pies. Go to McDonald's twice a day. Get fat. Die of heart disease. Go to Chick-fil-A. Eat your body weight in waffle fries and croak, you fucking assholes.
I wish Chick-fil-A would open on Sunday so they'd die 1/7 faster.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1/7
David Duke, this is amazing. On the 12th, 2 days ago, I didn't even see this one. He tweeted to Donald Trump, I would recommend you take a good look in the mirror and remember it was white Americans who put you in the presidency, not radical leftists.
Radical leftists. I don't know that.
Holy shit. But, that's pretty out there.
You know, David,
he's right. It is white Americans who put him in the presidency.
But I don't think Trump has forgotten that, because that would sort of imply that he's thought about black Americans or Americans of color. And I don't know that he thinks like that. I think David Duke is being really hard on Trump, because he really, I mean, compared to how Barack Obama would have handled this and what he would have said about the white supremacists, I think Trump went pretty easy on these racist dickheads. And I think, God damn it, David, you should send Trump a thank you note. You should send him a thank you note.
The number one comment on a story at Breitbart, Donald Trump condemning hate groups.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
It's too bad that he won't specifically name Antifa or BLM as the black hate groups and terrorist organizations that they are. Oh, this one. Trump is behaving.
I'm surprised he didn't. I'm really surprised he didn't. And hasn't Trump called Black Lives Matter a hate group?
That's why
he
looked like he was in a hostage video, because they told him not to say that. And he stuck to the... He didn't say a word outside of what was on that teleprompter.
You got well-behaved Trump.
This comment. Trump is behaving like a coward.
Oh, geez.
Bending to the leftist PC crowd that he railed against during his campaign. He should have named the other hate groups that attacked the Nazis on Saturday as well. I'm losing respect for him due to his cowardly actions and his failure to stand up to the globalists. Campaign Trump would have never knelt at the altar of leftist globalist PC. Where is he? I want him back.
Well, I don't think he's gone.
Well, he's down to 34% today, according to the Gallup poll, which is the lowest yet.
And Gallup is conservative, right? Sort of.
Middle of the road, kind of.
Oh, okay.
One of the more accurate ones, though.
Yes.
This is interesting. Trump has shown us who he is. This is a different commenter. Trump has shown us who he is. He will never deport the free labor the globalists brought here. It's time to go back underground.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Good.
The conservatives are our enemy. See, this is it. The Republican Party opened its white, saggy, pimpled thighs to these whores, to these violent right-wingers.
Yes.
In addition to the goddamn scum-sucking evangelists.
Oh, yeah.
And, but these guys, he's losing them. Now he's losing his horrible, horrible base, this part of the base. He's still got the evangelicals happy and prostate tickled.
Yes.
But he doesn't, he's starting to lose these guys.
What happened? Did Donald Trump embolden these racists to the point where they felt like they could march out in the open without hoods on?
Duke said it on Friday.
Yeah.
This is why we voted for him. He said, we're going to take our country back.
They took their hoods off.
He said, this is a turning point.
Yeah.
Before the violence happened. Duke was like, this is a turning point, meaning we're out in the open now. We're taking our country back.
Why do you...
All these sexy white boys in the tight, skinny jeans.
Yeah. They look like those guys marching, look like every bad guy from an 80s rom-com, didn't they?
And somebody tweeted...
Cobra Kai.
Somebody tweeted, these are the guys who end up in charge in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, that is so 100%
true, right?
On the nose. That's on the nose, man.
Because, spoiler alert, you didn't even get this far, but spoiler alert, in Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
They show in flashbacks kind of the lead up to
what happened.
What happened. And there were members of the group that take over that are like, well, you know, maybe we should treat women equally. And the other ones are like, what?
Yeah.
We need to get them back breeding mares, you know, and stuff like that. So it kind of mirrors the same argument that the Republicans are having.
Right. God. It's so, you know, it was so eerie to look at those people marching. They're so young.
Torches. Did you see the scene around that fucking statue, which was allegedly the reason that they all masked there?
Oh, one of these stupid...
Was Robert E. Lee statue's going to get taken down. What about our heritage? And
fuck your heritage.
But it was anti-racist protesters, the good guys.
Yes.
Who were literally... surrounded by hundreds of torch-bearing racist lunatics who would not let them leave from in front of that statue. And at one point, one of the protesters, counter-protesters tweeted, we're trapped. They won't let us leave.
Right.
And one of the white guys was like, oh, yes, exactly. How does it feel? Or something like that.
How does it feel? These idiots think they're being trapped by liberals. I mean, my God, it's so infuriating because these white people, these rich, privileged white people couldn't have it any better. They couldn't have it any better in this country. They have their hoods off. They get to scream Nazi shit. They get to run around with torches. And that's not enough. Now they got to trap liberals, not let them go. Now you know how it feels.
Oh, God, this guy is...
God.
It's time to go back underground. The conservatives are our enemy. Work with the far left to elect a radical Chavista government who will give all those illegals free health care and housing that will financially cripple this empire and finally bring it down. Once the empire is crushed, we can take over and begin the big cleanup.
Let me understand this correctly. This guy wants to crush our empire by giving people health care and letting people immigrate into this country. Well, let's try his plan then. That sounds great. What an idiot.
This guy says we have to do it ourselves because Trump clearly won't do his damn job.
No, God, dude, he is doing his job. What up? What up?
Push your sleeves up and get to work, man. We've got a country to take back one step at a time.
You have it. You have the country. The country is yours. Are you telling me the white people aren't in charge still?
Well, this is creepy.
God.
Freedom. Freedom cuckus. That's kind
of that's funny. Yeah.
Said at the peak of their strength, the IRA had no more than 5,000 total members and only 500 willing to take part in bombings and other lethal violence. How many marchers did you count at Virginia University carrying torches? They are only a fraction of whom they represent.
God, that's scary. That's wait a second. Can I understand something? Is this dude comparing the IRA to these white supremacist dickheads?
He's saying, look, the IRA had only 5,000 total members, and they had Ireland held by the balls for decades.
Right. Ugh. Well, white people.
So he's hopeful. He's hopeful for the Nazi fucks.
Could you explain? I'm having so much trouble understanding this idiot racist. He thinks white people don't have this country by the balls. What the fuck is he talking? What is that? That doesn't make any sense. White people have this country by the nads, don't they? I mean,
no.
I don't understand this war on white people. I don't get it. I mean, we got a president signing executive orders that are fucking a Muslim travel ban. Tell me that's not out of The Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
Or this fucking kicking trans people out of the fucking military. That's some Handmaid's Tale bullshit. You guys are winning. You're winning. You've got a racist loon in the Oval. You got a fucking Steve Bannon telling him what to do and that Creepo, Steve Miller, Dickface, and Gorka. And I'm sure some other little Nazi fucks. Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General. What war on white people are you losing? I don't get it.
So there you go. I mean, over at Breitbart, they're arguing now.
Yeah.
In the comments about who's crazier, and they're having a hard time because some of them are Trump supporters, and now it looks like the really hardcore Nazi ones are turning on the Trump supporters.
The really hardcore Nazi ones. Okay, so now they're infighting. It's like
Well, of course,
crazy enough. Yeah. Right. Just like, hey, who are those? The dickheads that, I can't remember their name now.
The Bundys? Idiots.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Nevada.
Yeah.
Or Nevada, whatever.
Once the government left and decided, okay, we're not going to play your little, we're holed up with our guns game. I'm not talking about when they took over the wildlife refuge. I'm talking about the original one.
The bird sanctuary!
On their ranch, yeah. But the one on the ranch.
Yes.
The government was like, okay, fuck it, we're leaving.
That's right.
Then that's when they started going after each other.
God, just humor me in this fantasy. Barack Obama's president, Eric Holder's the AG. How is this any different? I mean, you know, we'd have some, this wouldn't happen, actually. This wouldn't happen because Trump is emboldening all these fucking racists to come out and march with tiki torches.
But not all of them, because over at Stormfront.
That is the name of a Billy Joel album that is good.
Really?
Stormfront. Like, down in my Easter, Alexis. Blah, blah, blah. We didn't start the fire. That's on that album. Stormfront.
Over at Stormfront, album, which apparently has a new host. In the comment section, they were actually supporting.
Yes.
Even what he said today. Quote, he said the magic anti-white words here. However, he did leave himself and white Americans a small out with the words and other hate groups.
Because those other hate groups could be BLM or whatever,
that's what he means.
The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Wink. Another one says, no doubt we'll see exactly what he means when we see whether Attorney General Sessions begins attacking patriotic white Americans or the anti-white communists and BLM folk who actually perpetrated the violence.
God.
Anti-white communists. Is that us, I guess?
Are we communists? Kate, are we communists or not? Tell me. Bark yes for once, two for no.
One guy did hope the president would have gone further and named the terrorist group specifically. It is disturbing that even Trump, who I think is a very brave man, is too cowed to speak open truth and name the true hate group in the Charlottesville anti-America setup.
Too cowardly?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Trump's statement was total bullshit, the second one. I mean, because why didn't he say that in the first place? You know?
Well, and that would have been criticized because of the and other hate groups.
Right. So I am disappointed in the president for not being truthful. I mean, why don't you just be honest? What does he have to lose? This guy's got an approval rating of 34%. Why the fuck doesn't he come out and say, you know what? I support these Nazis. That's who I am. Fuck it. I mean, he's
typical right-wing bullshit.
Yeah. I just don't get the point. You know, I understand what the GOP is racist. They've been racist for years. They are a party of fucking white racists.
And
but
typical
they're on the
false equivalence, again.
Oh, yes.
As always.
But they're on the down low about it.
Even Trump.
Right.
By saying, and other hate groups. He can't come out and say, if it was a Muslim that had done that.
Oh, my.
Would he be saying, and other hate groups?
No, he would say,
Islamic terror, Islam.
All fucking day.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, actually, he would help. I know this sounds fucked up, but if he would come on and just support these white right-wing nationalists and just be upfront about his racism, that would help this country. Because then the GOP, that for some reason, our Republican Congress, they're for the most part embarrassed about their beliefs and feelings. I mean, why, you know.
Oops.
I think they would want to, they would impeach him because they don't want to be looked at as crazy, even though they are. You know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at? I mean, if Trump was being honest about his feelings, it would help us. We could get rid of him sooner.
He would if he didn't have smart Nazis working for him.
Oh, it's just these smart Nazis. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's true.
He's got Bannon, Miller, and Gorka, the three coquettish little love balls that working for him.
Yeah.
That I'm sure wrote today's speech, and they made sure they put in and other hate groups.
So, like,
they probably were like, fuck it. Look, you're getting in trouble. We just got to say it.
Right.
And we'll put the wink, 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 wink in there. Hopefully they'll know we're just, what did they say? The anti-white magic words or something like that. That's one of the.
So, like, what do you think?
Commenter said
that first statement by Trump, his first reaction in many other sides or whatever, and that shitty thing he said, you know?
Right.
So what is that? So what does that tell us about General Kelly and H.R. McMaster?
Great job.
And the other adults in the room?
Well, right. They can't
resign.
Exactly what we predicted, that nobody's going to turn Trump into an adult.
They should resign. Or what are they doing?
Fish stinks from the head.
Ivanka, you're a loser.
Right.
You can't do it. You feel this way.
Why was the whole administration no drama Obama? From the top down.
Nothing.
Even in a crisis, they said. It was still cool heads prevailing.
Because there's...
And there's no such thing in the current White House right now. There is no... there's no adults. Fuck you. The people were like, there's an adult in the room. General Kelly ain't an adult. I saw him in the testimony. Remember the first testimony in front of the Senate about the Comey stuff?
Yes.
Kelly and the, I forget which one it was, the DNI maybe. But regardless, it was Kelly and one of the other toadies.
Yes.
That were, they seemed to be Trump sucking the whole time. So I don't trust them either.
You know, I think we heard somebody on the Sam Cedar show we were listening to when we drove across the country. It really stuck with me what they said on that show. They said, if you're going to be in it, don't be an adult in the room in the Trump administration because you're only propping him up. You're lending your legitimacy to that, which, I mean, I really agree. I agree with that sentiment, but also doesn't that kind of scare you when you think about like North Korea shit and I guess Venezuela shit or whatever?
But I haven't taken military options off the table yet.
But what are they doing to help with that?
With Canada.
With Canada. With Canada.
Justin Trudeau just was very mean to me.
Yeah, let's bomb him, you fucking idiot.
I apologize in advance for making you listen to Jesse Waters for a moment here. Supreme diaper loads on Fox. Him and Eric Bolling. Eric Bolling were... We're mercifully bowling free right now.
Does Jesse Waters send his dick around like this bowling guy? Or
who knows? This is amazing. This is Jesse Waters, and it's kind of a visual, too. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. That this is Jesse Waters basically saying, we're not a racist country. Stop saying that. We're not a racist country. What's wrong with you? And then listen to the pivot to coming up after the break.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the stories they're doing, and then I'll describe the visuals.
What a joke.
We saw in Charlottesville we're fringe fanatics who don't represent this country. America is not a racist nation. It's time we stop acting like it is. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
We disagree. America is racist as fuck.
Very racist.
And that's not the fringe. That's you.
Yeah, white guy.
You would be there, fucker.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
I have
he
no
would be
doubt that you're jealous you weren't in skinny jeans.
He is racist. God, we saw him in a segment. Make fun of those old Chinese people.
Yeah,
that
black people.
Fucking pisses me off.
So now listen to this. He just gets done saying, we are not a racist country. That was the fringe. Stop saying it's a racist country. Then listen to the story.
Okay. Stop acting like it is. All right. Not sure what we're going to do next, but we have a great show. Listen, are Maxine Waters and Susan Rice siding with North Korean dictator?
There's a picture of Maxine Waters and Susan Rice to black women.
Siding with a North
Korea. With North Korea. Are they siding with North Korea?
Well, I
don't know what they're
I've never heard
about.
That before, are they? I can't imagine.
Well, and Susan Rice and Maxine Waters have put out no more tweets or no more statements than anyone else on North Korea or on what's going on. Why are they singling out?
Are you saying
Maxine Waters and Susan Rice?
Are you saying that maybe they have inside fun parts and their skin is, say, black? Maybe.
And
that-
yeah, and the what gets the racist Fox fucks more frothed than saying Maxine Waters?
Oh my
or
God.
Say Susan Rice or Valerie Jarrett.
Who's Valerie Jarrett?
She was Obama's national security advisor.
Oh, okay. See? You see what I mean? Who's Obama's national security advisor? We don't know. Really? Because nothing much happens.
Right. Well, we know because she's black and they hate her.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason we know.
Right. That's so fucked up.
So he goes from, we're not a racist nation. Stop calling it that. Are Maxine Waters and Susan Rice siding with the enemy, those negresses?
Oh, God, Jesse.
Well, wait. Oh, there's more.
What?
Wait, the second.
I hate
wait to hear the second story.
I hate this guy.
Maxine Waters and Susan Rice siding with North Korean dictator. We'll debate it next. And later, guys with guns threatening President Trump over food stamps.
It's black guys on some kind of video, on cell phone video.
Threatening
President Trump over food stamps.
Now I wonder how true that story is. God. That's what this guy's picking? That's what Fox News is going to do?
America is not racist. Our Valerie, our Susan Rice and Maxine Waters siding with the enemy, and look at the black guys threatening the president over food stamps.
Dude.
Back after this message.
Imagine there's a... how many people marched with those tiki torches? How many? I don't.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of white dudes marching with tiki torches, yelling out anti-Semitic shit, doing the fucking Sieg Heil thing.
We will not be replaced, they were yelling.
That's
we will not
racist.
Be replaced. We will not be replaced. God. And then there's something about the Jews, something specific about the Jews that they were chanting.
I don't. What does it take for Jesse Waters to acknowledge that something's fucking racist? I think maybe his head needs to be reprogrammed. Who raised you? God, Jesse, what did your parents fucking do to you? Honestly, what accounts for his shittiness as a person? God, he's the worst.
He's a white entitled fuck.
God, I forgot he fucking existed, man. I forgot this guy existed.
Blood and soil, they were chanting.
God, what is that even? That's so shitty. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Richard Walter Dare, served as the Nazis' Minister of Agriculture between 1933 and 1942, championed the blood and soil ideology.
Oh, my God.
It glorified the role of rural peasants
in
German society. Those with long family history in Germany were the blood, and those who tended the land was the soil.
Okay, and anybody else is just encroaching upon the food that they're growing out of the ground or some bullshit like that. Oh,
today, the Anti-Defamation League lists both Blut und Boden in German and blood and soil as hate slogans.
Can we do what Germany does? And I know, can we do that? My God, what the fuck? Who is protecting minorities and Jewish people from these fucking crazy ass white supremacists? Who's protecting this country?
Some Nazi propaganda insisted that most Jewish people were merchants, stereotyping the population as distinctly opposite from the blood and soil German farmers. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Absolutely.
Rural versus urban, quote, urban.
You know,
a pamphlet for young Germans in 1934 said, there are no Jewish construction workers in Germany, no smiths, no Jewish miners or seamen. Nearly all major inventions were made by Aryans, this
this Nazi propaganda flyer from 1934 says. What, does that sound a little familiar, Ryan?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, all of our culture is from white European. This world wouldn't be a success if it weren't for white Europeans, Ryan.
Oh my God. Look at a history book.
This is what we hear from these fucks. They utterly dismiss every other culture. Chinese culture, who invented gunpowder. The Arabs invented math. Math.
Who the fuck invented the theory
of numbers?
The theory of relativity.
Well, German.
I thought that was Albert Einstein.
Right.
He's Jewish.
Well, yeah, but he's German.
Oh, okay.
He had that Jewy thing going.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, I remember when I lived in Chicago, there was something called the Pink Angels, and they were a group of people like the Guardian Angels that went around in Boys Town and different places to make sure no one was gay bashing anyone. And their idea, the whole thing was to de-escalate and to separate these hate fucks from the gay people they were trying to bash. But, you know, why does that have to exist? Why aren't our cops doing that?
Right.
Why? Where? God, if you're a cop and you were there at this Charlottesville thing, how the fuck do you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you square this? I mean, and then if you live in Charlottesville, what the fuck are you supposed to expect from your police? I'm just wondering, How do I feel protected from these crazy white racist loons running around with these fucking torches? If you're a black person,
yeah,
or a Jewish person, how do you feel protected by your police force? This is not a good thing that's happening.
Yeah, if you're black, you've never felt protected
by
your police force.
That's a fucking good point.
You need to be protected from your police force.
Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit.
Oh, my God. NRA TV. This is that same just hemorrhoid of a human. Greg Stitchfield. This is the guy who said that they should change the name of Sacramento to Guam.
Right.
So that the North Koreans bomb Sacramento, where all the evil libtards are.
Yeah, dickhead. Yeah, that's fucking brilliant. God.
One of the hosts of NRA TV. Well, he said...
The host of NRA TV?
One of the hosts of NRA TV. He said... God. Do you want to listen to him? Just a tiny bit.
Let's hear what this dickhead has to say.
The cover of this story is almost comical. Watching the mainstream media cover this story is almost comical. The topic wasn't so serious, that is. Apparently, after 8 years, they are not used to a commander-in-chief talking tough to a rogue dictator that has made...
This is about North Korea they're talking about.
Okay.
And he says... fucking asshole. Basically, his point is that people like us who are criticizing the president...
Okay.
For trying to start World War III.
Right.
Are un-American. Anti-American. His statements and threat of using force to anyone that threatens the safety and security of America was certainly meant for leader of North Korea. It was also meant in many respects for the leaders of China, of Russia. Well, not for Russia. Of Iran and more. And so for these news anchors to be so flabbergasted that a president would speak toughly about protecting the United States just goes to show you they really are anti-American.
Holy shit.
The newsmaker, the anchor saying Trump's rhetoric is going to kill us.
Right.
Is anti-American.
And getting America killed, blown up, to me would be inherently anti-American.
They can't see that it won't work. That threatening Kim
right.
and keep one-upping him on the lunatic violent threat isn't going to work. He's just going to keep one-upping. That's the point diplomacy.
Yeah, it's diplomacy, fuck nuts. You know that actor Cal Penn? It was on House. He's like an activist now. He tweeted out something I thought was kind of interesting. He said, why doesn't Twitter pull Schindler's account? I mean, he's threatening a whole country. He's threatening North Korea. How is that? How is that not outside their terms of service?
Yeah, their
conduct
or
whatever. God.
They've tried that before. They've there's also a lawsuit pending. I know a couple of governors have been sued too, specifically Paul LePage in Maine, I read about.
What a dick.
But I think it's the ACLU is behind these. These lawsuits where they're saying that because you're an elected official now.
Yes.
And Trump has said that his Twitter stream is official statements. He's right. That's what he wants to say. So therefore, it's an official statement from the president.
Yes.
That it should be illegal and against the First Amendment for him to block people on Twitter.
Oh, that makes sense.
That he's blocking their free expression.
Yeah.
Because of it being a government account, basically.
It's not his own Twitter account.
Because he's president now. Right.
That's our Twitter account.
Argument. Yeah. And that's a gray area where he's the real Donald Trump versus at POTUS. But Paul LePage uses the official governor of Maine account,
God,
and some of these others,
fucking
and
damn it,
always blocks people who say you're a fucking asshole or whatever. So now they're going after them, saying, "Look, if you're an elected official, you can't block. You shouldn't be able to block people on social media because you need to be able to hear what you're
right.
What people are saying.
No, I can't hear the president of the United States Twitter. That's not fair.
Right?
He blocks you not because you're being violent or anything else, just because, hey, this guy's a dick. I'm going to fucking block you.
There's an actress who hates Trump and has tweeted many, many horrible things about him. And then she said, she's like, oh, my God, I finally got blocked by Trump. And the reason he finally blocked her was she responded to something that he said. And she was like, oh, please be quiet. Nobody likes you.
Well, that hurts his fucking fifis.
I think he just noticed it that one. Oh, what do you mean nobody likes me? Black. Oh,
God, he wants to be liked. Black. That's a guy that wants to be liked and loved so much so he's got to go to these rallies after he's president, like a fucking Hitler.
In these racist times, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
That we find ourselves in. Oh, wait.
What are you talking about?
Waters said it's not.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jesse.
And then.
You fucking piece of garbage.
Went to a story about Maxine Waters.
Yeah, yeah. Maxine Waters is aligned with Kim Jong-un, you fucknut. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, we usually don't go to this guy for advice on, like, racism or anything like that.
Yeah.
Usually, if we want to know how long does it take to clean out the shit of every animal on earth on your ark.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Then we might ask
right.
Ken Ham.
Yes, Ken.
About racism in America.
Oh, great. Does he have a fucking opinion?
Oh, he does.
Oh, I'm sure it's quite enlightened.
Ken Ham tweeted
this morning. Bye.
Racism.
Okay.
Abortion.
Right.
Gay marriage.
Yay.
Are all symptoms of a disease called sin. And all need a, quote, heart transplant. Regarding God's word to effect change.
So, okay. So if you're having abortions, you're racist and blah, 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 blah. Somebody needs to rip your heart out of your chest and put a Bible in its place. That's stupid.
So he equates racism with gay marriage.
And abortion. But why is he equating a heart with a Bible?
Then
how's
he tweeted,
that pump blood, you dick?
Racism and other moral issues need to be dealt with as spiritual issues. People need to be truly committed to Christ and his word for the solution.
Okay.
And then he said, legislation and laws won't ultimately solve racism when it's a spiritual issue.
Yes.
People need a heart change and be committed to Christ and his word. Well, we agree.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds like he's almost anti-racist. Sounds like he desperately needs black people to come to his stupid fraud arc.
Fraud arc. Yeah, dude, anybody. He'll take anybody that's going to come and buy a ticket. That shithole. I bet the wire slide they have is cool, though. I bet it's good. I bet that's fun.
This is over at Pathos. It says history shows secular people are actually more likely to advance civil rights. Researcher Dr. Phil Zuckerman has written books on secular societies. Quote, as psychologists Ralph Hood, Peter Hill, and Bernard Spilka have noted in their comprehensive The Psychology of Religion.
Yes.
And basing their assessment upon decades of research, quote, as a broad generalization, the more religious an individual is, the more prejudiced that person is.
Dang. Wow. Well, yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot of... Do you know a lot of bigoted atheists? I mean, I'm sure they exist. I don't have a...
There's some.
I haven't met any.
There's probably a little smattering of them in the wearing skinny jeans and carrying tikis, too, because I've run into some pretty racist atheists.
Is Kate an atheist?
Doesn't mean you're totally enlightened.
Right. Does Kate believe in a higher power?
No.
Kate?
Kate believes in, where's my treat, motherfucker?
Yeah, that's her Jesus.
They say it might explain why secular white South Africans were more likely to be against apartheid than the religious white South Africans. Why secular Israelis today are more likely to support the human rights of Palestinians than religious Israelis. When it comes to racism, it's more likely to be found among the religious and less likely among the secular.
Bam, baby!
Sorry, Kenny.
Sorry, dickhead. Fuck right off. God, I still can't get over this Jesse Waters. He looks those Fox viewers in the eye and say, hey, listen, our country's not that racist.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's, I'd say he still has a 34% approval rating. That's a lot. I mean, historically, it's not a lot. But think of how shitty he is. That's a lot of people still... Are they holding out hope that he's going to turn this shithole around or what?
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. Providing a laugh here, hot off the presses.
This just in.
Fortunately, Right Wing Watch comes through.
Yay.
And we have our daily dose of Baker.
Bam. Oh, yeah.
Jim Baker, televangelist, former, well, he's still an ex-con.
PTL,
current
right?
ex-con.
Right.
He's a swindler. Here he is. I don't even know what this is about, but fuck it.
It's about Xanax.
Here is Jim Baker talking about the eclipse.
Oh shit!
And double rainbows. You know there was a double rainbow in Washington.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Over the White House. The day that Trump left to go to to go to his Bedminster. There was a double rainbow.
See, that fucks with my atheism.
What's God telling you about the White House? Because a few days ago, there was a rainbow, double rainbow over the White House.
Well, I believe a rainbow speaks of God's covenant. And over the White House, I think God is telling America he's in covenant with us.
Wow.
Which is all the more reason why we need to pray. I think God is telling he's in covenant with us. That's why it's over the White House. I think it's as a nation that represents the...
I don't know who the fuck this is.
Oh, I know who this is. This is a fucknut. This is your classic religious fucknut.
Mark Blitz.
Oh, yes. Blitz.
Is his guest.
I wonder if that's a fake name. Like, he has a... I wonder if that's a fake name. Mark Blitz. Blitz!
Mark Blitz is the founder of El Shaddai Ministries.
Okay.
A well-known and popular commentator on the... Feasts of the Lord.
Oh my god.
Ugh. El Shaddai Ministries.
Well, he's well known in this dumbass religious circle.
He's written some books. Blood Moons, Decoding the Prophecies.
Oh my god. So he's an idiot. He's a loon.
Is
Blood Moon Satan?
It's God's covenant, Ryan.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's why it's over the White House. I think it's as a nation that represents the nation, and God is saying he's in covenant with us, and it's so important for us then to heed the warning. And
I apologize.
What's wrong with him?
For $35, you can get God's Day Timer, which is a book. You'll get a DVD, and you'll get a 2017 to 2018 Jewish calendar from the Jim Baker Show.
Why?
I think this guy is
Is he a Jew for Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
El Shaddai. I think he's a Jew for Jesus.
He's not willing that any should perish.
That's right. You said it means that God wants to be in covenant with our White House, and we should be praying for our White House instead of cursing it. America is cursing. They're cursing each other. They're cursing our president. You people that are mocking the prophets, you better be careful.
Oh, that's us.
Oh, geez.
We're mocking them.
Are we prophet mockers?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm.
Because God's raised up the prophets to warn us and to teach us. And when you touch mine anointed, he said,
wait, who
don't
am I
touch
touching?
Mine anointed.
Hey, yeah, keep your fingers off my anointed, dickhead.
It actually depends. How much money have you got? You can run your hands all over mine anointed.
Touch away, stupid. Mm-hmm.
Because God's raised up the prophets to warn us and to teach us.
And when
you touch mine anointed, he said, don't touch mine anointed. Don't do my prophets no harm. I'm telling you, the church better wake up. God's going to judge the church first. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And I'm telling you, people, if you don't know we're in the last days, you're so deceived.
You better buy a bucket of dried soup.
I think we've heard he's acting like the church needs to rise up. I mean, haven't they? I mean, don't we hear from you religious fucknuts all the fucking time?
All right.
Take a chill pill, dickhead. No offense. We hear from you.
I thought he'd be, they'd be really sad when Trump was elected because it would be much easier with the devil herself in the White House to sell.
Oh, that's right.
To sell, chicken.
Well, he's going after the
haters. Freeze-dried cordon bleu or whatever.
They didn't fucking. How do you get food? How do you make, like, food from powder that you eat with a fork? I don't get that.
Other shit
that's a miracle.
That other shit, that new line, takes last 25 years, right?
Oh, jeez.
Shelf life 25 years. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7, out on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, we're at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews, spread us, share us, all that stuff.
Tell your friends about us.
Don't forget, also, if you want to help us out here, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements. Buy shit through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit.
Yeah.
Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Pray for us.
It's Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right, Pat.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, all you fucking cucks.
You're a cuck.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.